This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. What you see is what you get. Ha!
What you see is what you get. It's what you get. Did you play this because of most comments?
No, but it does go along well with the press conference.
John Mozeliak saying earlier today that you could likely find the starting eight on the Cardinals' current roster right now. You can find us here on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. It's the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Brian Hoffman, Jim Huer, Darren Atkins joining us here in the Kirkwood Studios. We hope sometime this hour, shortly, to hear back from Frank Cusimano, Martin Kilcoin, and Charlie Marlow. They are doing serious television business down at Busch Stadium as just about an hour ago, the Cardinals officially introduced their brand new first baseman to the masses. That is Paul Goldschmidt. Right now, though, probably a little talked out on Cardinals for the most part. Let's do a little five for the guys.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's five for Frank.
Guys.
Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
I do have one Cardinal question. Well, two, I guess, in five for the guys. The first one, put yourself in John Mozeliak's shoes. You have, next to you, your new first baseman. It's Paul Goldschmidt. He's a 30-homer guy, OPS plus, consistently of 130 or above, actually 140 and above. Sneakily steal bases. He is the anchor in the lineup that your fans have been clamoring for. So be honest. You're a little pissed they're asking about Harper at the press conference this morning. You're a little irked, right?
No, I want him as my teammate. You know, if I'm Goldschmidt, I'm doing the college football, you know, high school guy recruiting the other high school five-star to come to that school. I would be trying to do that. I don't know if that's realistic, but if I'm Goldschmidt, I'd love the Harper questions because that kind of gets the ball rolling from Moe and Gersh and the gang.
If I'm John Mozeliak, I really am like, I would do a sigh. Here
it's
we go
never
again.
Enough, and you just got to get used to that.
Think about this, guys. Every time, that, you know, even if they would make a trade at the deadline and they'd have a little get-together after the, you know, before the game, is this a holiday thing the last thing? You got something else? And it's always that. You just want to go, really?
Like, do you see that's what we have?
Right. Did you see what we just picked up? And his response, well, you know, we're always open to looking to improve. That's his general answer. But I guess there would be some point of, like, when's enough enough? We can't have an all-star at every position. And the reality is you got an all-star to play first base and still one of the best five players in the game. You can make that argument. So what else do you want, Cardinal fans, if I'm John Mozeliak?
All right, now put the shoe on the other foot. You are Arizona Diamondbacks general manager. Excuse me, Mike Hazen. You just watched the Cardinals introduce their new star. New first baseman, all-star, hits a lot of home runs. And now the Diamondback fans and the media, they're asking you, well, what'd you get? Sell Carson Kelly and Luke Weaver to Arizona fans.
A lot of control. That's where I'd start. Luke Weaver has had success, a little digression, but you got to think maybe he can bounce back to form from 2 years ago. Had a very good year. Last year, not so much. He'll be an innings eater, and maybe Carson Kelly is your defensive version of Yachty when it comes to the I don't know. I would say control would probably be the thing I'd be hammering home to the media.
Wait till you see what we get for Zach Greinke.
Yeah.
That would be my response. Because it's like this is an entire process. He's part of our process. No, the reality is they got fleeced. But I think part of it is they knew they were not going to be able to keep him. They tried to find a way to move him. They think they got a pretty good arm. They got a guy who they think could be a catcher of the future for them. It was not a good deal for Arizona. But unfortunately, guys, that's the way the game is going. If you're one of those teams in a smaller market, however you want to look at that market, you can just say the same thing about the Mariners. Wait a minute. We were dealing left and right for guys at the deadline trying to find enough arms. Now we're selling anything we got left. To start the new year going, hey, we're tanking it.
But what was the rush for Arizona? I think you could have even started the year with Paul Goldschmidt. He's going to have his normal Goldschmidt year. And, you know, a month into the season, injuries happen. Teams get desperate.
Agreed.
I feel like even with less games on the one-year contract to start the season than in the offseason, I still think there could have been more value there with the desperation moves of teams rather than sitting back waiting for that offer, which I thought, I'm sure Houston probably had just as good an offer on the table. We don't know what it is, but it can't be much worse than what that they just got.
There's that always that narrative, guys. What do the other teams think of your prospects? And maybe that's what this boils down to. Maybe they were much higher on Luke Weaver than the Cardinals were because of what they're going, well, we don't have that many arms in our system. This is a young arm that we can get from the Cardinals, and we know the Cardinals have an abundance of them. If we can get one of their guys who they thought at the beginning of this past season was going to be in their rotation for years to come, and he just had a little bit of a couple down months, if we can get him and bring him in here, maybe he's, you know, this works. And there was all kinds of upswing for Carson Kelly before the last year and a half. He was the guy. And then once Yachty signed that contract, all of a sudden the storyline switched to, well, Yachty's here for three or four more years. Carson Kelly's just going to have to sit and wait.
But wouldn't you, if Arizona, you're like, no, don't do the three for one. Just Jack Flaherty for Goldschmidt. You could sell that more so than the three-player package.
Five for the guys here on the Hollywood Casino Press Box, brought to you by Greenville University. Number three. This is as optimistic as a Blues question as I could come up with.
Uh-oh.
So the Blues play tonight. They play Sunday. The Blackhawks play on Sunday. The Blues are 1 point behind the Chicago Blackhawks in the standings. Are the Blues out of the cellar come Monday morning?
No.
No.
Chance.
I think they'll be in there for a while. And it's just for the health reason, too. You saw what that team did fully healthy. Now you're mixing and matching guys, replacing your quote-unquote captain of your team with Petrangelo. You got Fabry on. I mean, those injuries are probably going to catch up to them. The depth is a concern. And I'm not an optimist by any stretch. So I think they'll be in the cellar for a while.
You seem to be pretty negative about the Blues.
This year especially.
Okay.
Look, guys, they might get run out of the building tonight. It could be a 6-1 game. It's on the road.
They're rested. Strick said they play well when they're rested.
Whatever Strick says, I almost do the opposite. Whenever Strick says this team's ready to go, I almost want to bet that they're going to give up three in the second.
6-2-2 fade? Is that what you do when Strick talks?
Winnipeg has already taken care of this team three times this year. It'll be a fourth up there. I'd be shocked if it wasn't. And then Sunday you get Florida. They'll find a way to play well.
I bet we
Florida.
Hold Patrick Laine under five goals, though. That's a guaranteed lock.
That could
game.
Happen. Shifley might get three. So there you go.
Blues, as we sit here today, have, according to Hockey Reference, an 8% chance of making the postseason. Number four, five for Plowsy, five for Hewer. Plowsy, I guess this is more geared towards you. I know it's December 7th, which is officially National Pearl Harbor Day. Also, according to the internet, it's National Illinois Day. Buddy, talk about your state.
Not a good state. I don't actually think it deserves any recognition outside of being one of the 50 states. It's cute. We got a lot. The farm life, Central Illinois, that's a great area. Once you get up to that Chicago region, becomes a little bit more corrupt, a little bit more dangerous. So I think we got great agriculture. We probably have some of the best soil in the world. So bravo.
Soil in Illinois.
I'm even generalizing it to Central Illinois. I'm not even adding the whole Illinois. It was a tough place to live. The taxes are high, but God bless it. They're one of the 50.
It's good to be part of the union then, right?
Yes, yes. I love living in Missouri more, but Illinois, I had a good run there.
Hey, the Bears are good.
I'm a Packers
fan.
If
you're a sports guy. Oh, there goes that. It's okay.
It's tough, and I'm a Cardinal fan. They have the Cubs.
Carbondale's got a good shot to win the Valley. I mean, they played well against St. Louis University. It's Champaign. The volleyball team's really good.
Great high school hoops. Great high school hoops up there in the Chicago suburbs.
All right.
There you go, Brian.
Thank you, Plowsy. And finally, number five for the guys. Kind of a quiet weekend for college football, but this Saturday, tomorrow, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, it is the Army-Navy game. Army is favored by 7. Army, after having lost, I believe, 14 straight games to Navy, have now rattled off 2 in a row. Who you got?
Jim Thomas will love this. I'm going with Army again. Jim Thomas, my guy. He's a huge Army guy. He's got a couple of sons that have been in the Army. We're going Army again to make it 3 in a row. They're playing well. And Navy's not quite up to Navy standards that they've been in the last decade or so. They're on the way down.
Do a breakdown of teams I haven't watched all year, but I will. I love this rivalry game. I think I'll take the points. I think it'll be a close game. I think Army will win, but I think I'll take Navy in the 7, though.
Ooh.
That is, and that's a fair point. That is, Army's last two wins have been by a combined 7 points.
That's tough.
Navy. All right, that's 5 for the guys here on 590 The Fan, KFNS. I got a text from Frank 1 minute ago, and he said, I will be on in 5 minutes. So here's what we'll do. We'll take a short timeout. We'll come back. We hope to be rejoined by Frank Cusimano, at least maybe Martin and Charlie, as well to give their thoughts on the Paul Goldschmidt introductory press conference. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box.